14 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Six things here that death did. Satan brought it in, or it, through Adam and Eve, he got it into the planet. But six things. Number one, it conquers Satan. He used it to, see, through the course of time that God allowed him, he used it to keep man in fear of death. And go right, but see, God had already said it. The first one, it's sanctified. There's something about this that's going to conquer you at the end. See, how many know it was the death of Christ that conquered everything? See, because God sanctified it and condoned it and ordained it in the beginning. Ever before the devil could get his grimy hands on anything and kill anybody or kill anything, the Lord killed the first thing. He said, this will be for atonement, a type, a symbol. You see, God will take the worst of situations. Come on, there's a silver lining in everything you get into. I said, there's a silver lining. All you got to do is really seek the face of God to find out, Lord, what's going on here? God will show you right where you're at, how to get through it, how to get over it, what you need right there, because everything you need is right there anyway. But if you're listening to the wrong voices, the wrong nature is going to be wrestling with your mind. See, we are born of an incorruptible seed. There's another seed on the inside of us. Amen. It'll never die. It cannot be corrupted. It cannot spoil. It'll never lead us wrong. We have the assurance all the way through into eternity and beyond. This old body might be relegated to the grave one day, but this spirit will never taste it. We're not ever going to taste death. We might see it, but we won't taste thereof. Because be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Ain't no long dark tunnels. Ain't no purgatory. Ain't none of this, that, and the other waiting on God to try to get in the pearly gates. No, to be absent from the body. Phew. Present with the Lord in paradise, in glory. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, words carry nature. Be careful what you're listening to. You got to block some stuff out. Bobbing and weaving. Amen. So we see here how all this conquered Satan. One, it conquered Satan. Number two, it destroyed his empire, his domain. Number three, it reconciled God to man. Number four, it converted man to God. Number five, his death sanctifies human nature. And then number six, that death prepares us for glory. Amen? Okay, God made them coats of skins. Blood was shed. God instructed them how to do that, to worship Him, to make atonement, to cover their sin. Hello? Fig leaves won't do it. Religion won't do it. Your works won't do it. It has got to be an atonement between you and God. It's got to be faith. When they did that, they had to do it in faith. Just like Abraham offering Isaac in faith. God had a ram in the thicket that awaited, but he had to go in faith, trusting God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen? Somebody say it again. Words carry nature. Be careful what you're listening to. Careful what you speak over your children, what you talk to your children about, what you say to them. Don't be scary, but don't just say anything over them. Learn to discipline yourself in every situation. A lot of strife, a lot of confusion, a lot of disease, sickness can be avoided and aborted if you would just learn, really, if you would grasp to take hold of what you say. Speak life. Speak health over your body. Speak to your body. Speak to your car. Speak to your neighborhood. Hello, speak to your ministry. Speak to things. Words carry nature. Take bad situations and turn them around with your words. I'm going to show you now, okay? We're going to get into the meat of this lesson. Go with me to John chapter 18. There was a voice in the Garden of Eden, but there was also a voice in Gethsemane. Words carry nature. John chapter 18. Let's start at verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, where was a garden into which he entered and his disciples. Isn't that amazing? The first controversy and battle for the souls of men took place in a garden, a perfect environment where man failed and God redeemed. God stepped in. This battle for the souls of men thousands of years later winds up culminating in a garden. Verse 2 says, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? There we go with that question again. It just said he knew everything that's about to go down. He knew he was the one they're looking for. But he goes out and says, whom seek ye? Now, can you imagine that? Now, here comes this late at night, this band of hostile, violent, enraged people, soldiers and priests with staves and sticks and swords and torches and they're coming for Jesus. And Jesus walks out to him and says, whom seek ye? He know good and well. You see, in the Garden of Eden, Adam hid because of the nature that had come upon him. But Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, because of the nature that governed him, he had no fear. As a matter of fact, it's like he went to meet his enemy. It's like he waited for his enemy to show up. He was so ready. He was so there. Are you hearing? See, when the nature of God is governing us, we're so there. We're not afraid. We're so there. We just want to see how God's going to work this thing out. What God got planned here. I know what they said. I know what they're going to try to do, but let's see what the Lord got planned here. He went out and he met him. Whom seek ye? But see, the Lord wasn't just asking. See, the Lord don't just ask questions to be asking, even though he already knows. When he asked Adam, where art thou? He started speaking to counter the nature. And he started talking to the man, who told you? He was pouring nature that they might have grace. And they might have the mind to do what he says and slay the animal and not be totally taken over by the enemy. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he knows that they're coming for he and his disciples. So he steps out first while the disciples are back there. He says, whom seek ye? He's speaking nature. Come on, he's saying, we all know God don't talk for naught. Anytime, I'm going to say especially the red writing, but all the writing, whether it's red or not. If God said it, there's nothing he says. You could take one word that he says and study it 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 and start pulling stuff out of it. You hear some of the preachers that come through here, like Apostle Paul, he said, he'll stay on a subject for months, two words. He'll pull it out. Because that's how deep and manifold the wisdom of God is. Judas was with him. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Now, I want to pause there a moment because Jesus of Nazareth was not a good title. It was a derogatory title, a label they put on him, Jesus of Nazareth. What good could come out of Nazareth? So it was Jesus of Nazareth. It was people that didn't believe in him, hated or despised him because he was Jesus of Bethlehem. That's where he was born. Come on. The title Jesus of Nazareth was a derogatory thing. We seek Jesus of Nazareth. Now, notice something here. He's standing there and he says that Judas is right with him, but they can't tell that's Jesus. Remember Elisha when the soldiers came and Elisha struck him with blindness. And then he said, you're in the wrong place. Follow me. And they followed him into Samaria. Well, see, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said, whom seek ye? They said, Jesus. Now, Judas is right there. They're up on him. Jesus of Nazareth. Then he says, I am he. Now, let's take a look what happens. Again, somebody say, words carry nature. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. It's interesting. The word of God affects people differently. When he spoke to these, instead of falling forward, prostrate, in reverence, they fell backwards. See, the wicked hearts of men, when they heard, I am he, they fell backwards. There's an example. You see, the word of God, the nature of God will affect everything one way or the other. When he was walking on the water, they saw him coming and they thought it was a spirit. He said, fear not, it is I. He's saying the same thing, it is I. But to the disciples, it brought peace. It brought consolation. They were at ease. But to these, it pushed them backwards. They fell. Now, I've said it often. If I was in that crowd, you know, I said, yo, wait. He just said a couple words here, and everybody on their back, you know, dusting themselves off, putting their helmets back on, and they're getting their sword. I'd say, hey, I'm checking out. I'm off duty tonight. I don't care if I get paid or not tonight. I'm gone. I'd have been out of there. I don't know, you know. But these men, they were so, the spirit of the enemy was so on them. But the moment that the Lord spoke, nature came out. Nature came out, and he did that on purpose. It wasn't so much for himself, because he was there to embrace the cross, to die the death. He knew all things coming upon him, but it was for his disciples. He put something on their mind. See, you got to understand something. When nature goes out, listen, when nature goes out, it's going to affect everything, some for good, some for evil.
We are continuing in part 22 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of Words. God spoke to Adam and Eve differently than he did to the serpent. Genesis 3:15 declares, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The serpent had no room for grace. Sin and death had entered in when man fell. God sanctified death, and death is used as an atonement to cover our failure. Death has several purposes: to conquer Satan, to destroy Satan's dominion, it sanctifies human nature, and prepares man for glory. God is always prepared, and his wisdom is unexplainable. Saints of God change and impact their environment as they walk in their God-given nature.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.